land of lost and wasted land. Paint the scars of all that's left of me. All but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel.
Second single from his debut album, that's Dwight Yoakam with Guitars Cadillacs. Yep, from Kentucky. He really does have that honky-tonk sound. And before that, Derek Miller featuring Lacey Hill. They are from Six Nations of the Grand River. That song is inspired by a lot of country music, including the likes of Hank Williams and stuff like that from the 1950s. Just got to run into those guys during Juno Week, and they're on tour right now, so go check them out. Julian Taylor, and I'm your host on the Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Here's something from Fats Domino. Love Fats. From 1960, here's Country Boy on the Jukebox.
Have you heard that story of a little country boy? He is always happy and full of joy. Nothing in this world that he's thinking of. All he really cares for is the one he loves. And the moon above, stars above, heaven above, that is all he's thinking of. Now you've heard my story, darling, can't you see? That little country boy happens to be me. Of the little country boy, he is always happy and full of joy. Nothing in this world that he's thinking of. All he really cares for is the one he loves. And the moon above, stars above, heaven above, that is all he's thinking of. Now you heard my story, darling, can't you see? That little country boy happens to be me.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
wanted a hit. But maybe we don't do hits. I try and try, it ends up feeling kind of wrong. You wanted it tough, but is it ever tough enough? No, nothing's ever tough enough until we hit the road. Yeah, you wanted it lush, but honestly, you must hush. No, honestly, you know too much. So leave us on our own. And so you wanted a hit. Well, this is how we do hits. You wanted a hit, but that's not what we do.
Anymore.
hard to go wrong with LCD Sound System. You wanted a hit? There it is. From 2010, that's a UK release from the album This Is Happening. Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. We've got some wonderful native grunge coming up from Washington. This is a song called Nobody by Black Belt Eagle Scout. We've played them on the show many a time. Got to meet them at the Winnipeg Folk Festival a few years back. Wonderful person, wonderful artist, and just lovely music to listen to. We also have Lady Bree on the show from Cleveland, Ohio. This is a soul pop track from the artist, and it came out in 2018. Lady Bree blends a lot of pop, rock, soul, all sorts of stuff, and was definitely someone who was brought up in the church choir and has that kind of pastor roots, soulful roots, like, I guess, you know, Aretha would. Anyway, that's going to be fun. That's coming up. And Jada Brown is on the show as well. This is music from one of my favorite musical cities. I've said it before. Minneapolis has got it all. Prince, Dylan, and Jada Brown. Here it is, Eternal on the Jukebox.
On love, we never looked back. That night in the kitchen when our knees first touched, a spark of electricity, we were dumbstruck. The love bug hit me hard, the love bug hit me. How you teach me what I knew I lacked, how will I ask you back, your pride into the set. How you stayed up for me, how you made it feel like home. How mired you fall, trusting in love again. Let me in when your heart scream back, never again. If you could be that strong, I know I can too. Water was our best friend. I went there to remember you. It helped me well missing you. I long for you. You let down your walls. But out the real you, if love had a lot of time, we lived it through.
Watch me now. Just watch me. Just watch me now. Just watch me.
It's all fun, it's entertainment. Just watch me, I'ma be famous. Got my name in the sparkling lights. I'ma do this every night. So glossy from afar. Who's that girl? She must be a star. Can't help but stop and stare. Everybody's new love affair. Queen, all I
Just watch me now. Just watch me. Just watch me. Just watch me now. It's that time to show you. Just watch me now.
Just watch me.
It's showtime.
Just watch me now.
Don't you turn that down.
Just watch me.
It's showtime.
Just watch me now.
Just watch me.
Just watch me now.
Just watch me.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. There are many great tools for identifying birds. Some of them are right on your phone. Apps such as Merlin Bird ID from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology can help suggest which species you're seeing or hearing. If you're stumped on an unfamiliar plant species, iNaturalist is a great resource. When you upload a photo to iNaturalist's website or mobile app, it uses AI to make an educated guess on the species ID. Then, a worldwide community of volunteer naturalists helps confirm the ID or propose alternatives. Combining AI with on-the-ground human knowledge makes iNaturalist highly accurate. Once you put a name to the plant you found, consider searching for more info about that plant. For example, which birds might eat this plant's seeds or fruits? Which birds can use this plant as a nesting spot? Finding the links between plants and birds can show you how birds see the world and what they need to survive and raise their young. And that can make you better equipped to help them in the future. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work